Welcome to the first edition of On Camera with Lois, Steve, and David. David is running the switcher here at the Zoom conference here, and we're able to now do this, record this, and this will be our new way of doing a podcast. So I'm hoping you folks all love seeing us. It's one thing to hear us, but to actually see us, now that's just a... Well, you can't get luckier than that. So anyway, you can see Lois in her library on the beach in Miami. I'm here sequestered in my bedroom in Miami because the other area is being used up. And David is somewhere in San Francisco, it looks like. Where are you, David?
Hey, guys. I'm right here reporting live from Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Okay, that's where certainly, like, see what a beautiful view you have from your place.
And tell everybody what David does.
David, tell us what you do.
No, nobody does for this video.
Tell us what you do for this video. Explain. He's engineering it. And yes. Explain what that means, David.
Just simply pressing the word record. And after this is done, end record. And okay, my work is done.
He does much more. He's running the whole operation.
He's actually telling me what to say. I'm getting copy from him right now. So he's really the mastermind. Lois and I are here just for the pretty faces. We're just eye candy. David's the brains behind this whole operation.
I just want to say that Steve is wearing a Gadget shirt for Barry Myers. So this is a call out to Barry Myers. See, Barry, you think that we don't love you, but we love you. Look at, he's wearing a t-shirt.
That's insane. Come on.
Instead of promoting this video, internet, broadcast, whatever this thing is, Steve is promoting
it. And if Gadget still exists, it can be a sponsor of this podcast. But in the meantime, our current sponsor is Handle Stick. And there, Lois is demonstrating it. Comes in 40 different colors. I will talk a little bit more about it maybe later in the podcast, but you can see it is a must-have because it really makes you using your phone,
it's
floating in the air. It makes it much
easier. Stand. I just want everyone to know up front what it is.
And it's a great
God, my manicure since coronavirus. Look at that nail. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
My roots. Oh, my God.
Look at my roots. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My roots. You should see what's going on. I wake up every morning. I look like 102.
I think when this corona thing is lifted, trying to get an appointment at a barber or a hairstylist is going to be impossible. And then here's the real problem. We're all going to be on the same sink. So that means like 2 weeks later, it'll, you know, rather than being staggered, we'll all need it at the same time. Then again, we'll need it at the same time. It's going to be a huge nightmare that no one's talking about right now.
Oh, I also want to say Scarf by Lisa Devereaux. I have all of her scarves. I'm going to be wearing a different scarf every day. Maybe not a bra, but I'm going to be wearing a scarf.
Whoa.
Too much information.
And so I want to know, Steve, what is the story with lying on the beach? Is this a replacement or?
I don't know. I think we'd have to let the viewers decide if they want us to take over and become on camera with Lois and Steve, or if they want us to rename this lying on the beach, even though there is no beach. So we could put beaches behind us, you know, using Zoom.
David, can you do that? Can you switch our backgrounds for
David, if he had a beach in his background, he could probably change to a beach if he wanted
He's going to look for it. As we're chatting, he may change my library. Let's give him something to do rather
than... Oh, I don't know if he can do... You have to do your own, but that's another story.
Or have to do my own?
Yeah, we'll explain
We're going to take a Zoom lesson with him tomorrow, so we'll be able to figure this
out. No, that's... And unfortunately, when I'm on my Mac... virtual backgrounds don't work as well. If I do it on my iPad, it works much cleaner.
So can we do these shows from our iPhone and iPad as well?
Absolutely.
Yep.
David, what's the answer to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I'm running from room to room, depending on where my internet connection is. But if I do it on my iPhone, I don't have that problem.
No, you could do it on your iPhone. You could do it on your iPad, your tablet, as long as you have the Zoom app.
Okay. So, Steve, tell everybody the truth. How often do you take a shower?
I've been taking a shower every day, but instead of taking a morning shower, I now take a shower at the end of the day. That's the new change. And that's kind of a new adjustment for me.
Right. And how often do you brush your teeth?
Oh, I brush and floss twice a day, every day. I have a strong dental background, so I have to do that. I have no choice.
Oh, by the way, you know that I'm having such mouth problems. It's like It's amazing. Blabbermouth has mouth problems. My gums hurt.
Could be from overuse. I don't know.
Well, it's too late now. Potty mouth. I was a big potty mouth yesterday to a lot of people and this morning too. So I'm getting punished galore by the people that live in my building and the business world. Everybody's yelling at me for one thing or another. But that's how I get attention. So anyway, what do you think of this digital world and doing business, Steve?
I'm fascinated by it. I'm curious to also know how it will change permanently, or will we go back to our old ways when this is over? I think there are going to be permanent changes. I think there will be less flying to conferences and more Zoom meetings in the future. I think for me, you know, I'm used to going to TV stations and showing products. Now I'm doing it digitally, and maybe for some stations that's going to continue. So I'll be doing some digitally, maybe some I'll be flying to. So I think it's going to create some permanent changes. And I think, like, even going to the doctor, like, I think telemedicine is going to take off big time. Why go to a doctor, sit in a waiting room, wait forever, then first see them? I think if we can do it over the, you know, like this, over digitally, over some teleconference, I think that makes so much more sense. So I think
it makes sense, but I don't know how I'm going to get a gynecological or breast exam by telemedicine.
Well, I think it can be done. I don't think I want to see it, but I think it can be done.
I mean, seriously, you know, I have an internist that I go to, Dr. Yaffe, and he's not even supposed to, or I don't even go to him for an examination of my breast, but meanwhile, his hands are on my breast all the time. He's probably saying, oh my God, I never saw such mountains like this.
And maybe he'll still insist on, you know, a personal visit.
But he has a lot of gorgeous patients. He doesn't need me. In fact, that's why I don't mind going to anyone. I figured if they need to touch me or do something a little obscene, let them, because, you know, it's just a compliment at this point.
I don't have it in front of me, but in the other room, I have a thing from Omron that does your blood pressure and does an EKG. It costs under $200, and you can take this information and just email it to your, by the way, that was Walgreens that just texted me. speaking of, they must have heard I mentioned medicine. They were like, oh, don't forget us. And you can take your EKG and your blood pressure information. It sends it right to your doctor. So then once you've done that, then you can have a conversation with the doctor. He looks at your EKG. I think having a device like that, which again is under $200, I think is affordable for a lot of people. And I think it's kind of like the wave of the future.
So on Lester Holt NBC last night, there was a gadget that you are on telemedicine with your doctor. And it's a gadget, you put it on your heart. He does an EKG. They do your temperature. They do, a lot of diseases. It was like amazing. I got to get the name of that thing. And it was not very, very expensive. Or maybe it is expensive. I don't remember.
I'm telling you, this gadget from Omron, Omron, is called Complete. It's under $200. I mean, like $150, something like that. And you just, within a few minutes, you can do your blood pressure and your EKG. And the device is like this big. Maybe in a future on camera with Lois Elliott.
Elliot.
It means like Lois Elliott. It's like,
that's,
you know, that's
David, like David, boy. David.
And that's David over there.
I'm missing Jason. Jason Henriquez. Call out to Jason Henriquez.
Hi,
love
Jason.
You. You're going to be involved.
Jason. Yeah.
Hi, Jason. So anyway, but Jason, you know, we're like two small potatoes for Jason. He has a lot of great assignments now. He's making more money now than ever before. But anyway, so what we call him, it's like, what do you want? Do I have to help you? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, he's going to kill us. We'll see if he ever watched this video, if we ever get a call from him. This
okay. will be
the test. But I want to tell you, I am busier than ever. Yesterday, I was on a two-hour Vogue webinar. Then I did Shelley Palmer's Zoom about what life is going to be after the internet. Then I had Zoom calls with several clients. Monday morning, we are doing a Lying on the Beach podcast, right? Then I have a two-hour or three-hour board meeting with Fountainhead. And then I have something else, you know, that I'm doing with friends in California afterwards. So I'm like, I'm busy. I really don't like Zoom that much. It's just too much concentration on the screen.
But you've been working from your home for several years.
Yes.
This is like you've been training for this virus. You're totally, you were ready. No one was more ready than you were.
You know what the world has, first of all, I think seniors like me are now going to be ageless. I mean, they could see this, but if I didn't have this, I'm trying to hide it. If I didn't have that, then we're going to be ageless, and I think the digital community is going to accept us, and we could work longer if we want to and be more relevant. But yesterday I was listening to Vogue talk about runway shows, and they had the editor from Italy, Paris, London, and New York. And they basically said that fashion is going to have to catch up to technology because they don't know if runway shows are going to happen anymore. And even if they do, there's some very, very good things about digital that they could get other people in the fashion industry that would never want to come to their show, you know, involved in the fashion. So there's some very good stuff going on. And people, I love the word that Shelley Palmer used. Remember when we had him for a podcast, Steve?
Yep.
Adapt. So it's not about being ambitious. It's not about being smart necessarily. It's not being, you know, about being pretty or old or young. It's really about, can you adapt? And thank God, you know, even though, you know, I don't know everything, I tried to adapt. So I was able to develop my business. And now I even have some very interesting projects I'm working on.
The one thing you should work on first is finding a way to stabilize your camera.
I know.
You cannot keep moving like that, or I'm going to need Dramamine to do this next podcast. It's just too much movement. Pick a spot.
I'm looking because I keep getting darker and darker. It's like, you know.
Well, if you keep moving it, and I'm getting more and more nauseous.
All right.
Stop doing that.
Okay.
Okay. And I think, no question. I think if
all right, how about a commercial for the stick?
Okay, but I was going to say, one thing that we've proved is that how adaptable we are. If you watch television, I mean, all the shows have found a way to do it from home. And speaking of adaptable, nothing makes you adapt to your smartphone better than that little gadget you see right there on Lois's phone. That's the handle stick. It is a must-have phone accessory that adds stylish jewelry and usability to your smartphone. It attaches directly to the back of either your existing case, or it can attach actually to the phone itself, so you don't need to switch cases. Handle utilizes a brace system that effortlessly lets you grip your phone. Whether you're speaking, texting, taking selfies, it feels like the phone is floating in your hand. There she is, our model right there. Handle allows for complete one-handed use of your phone, frees up the other hand for multitasking. Handle stick is also the kickstand that lets you set up your phone in both landscape and horizontal mode. Landscape and portrait mode. And yes, you can wirelessly charge through the handle stick. It comes in more than 40 amazing styles. There it is in the kickstand mode, including animal prints, lots of fun colors like that amazing red, fun glitter, and sophisticated carbon fiber patterns. The handle stick starts at just, get this price, David, $10, just $10. And if you want more information, go to handle, handlenewyork.com. handlenewyork.com. So
you have to make sure that people understand that this stick is not part of the case. It just pastes on.
Right. It's just that piece right there.
So you could use it on your iPhone without a case. You could use it with your iPhone with whatever case you pick. You could use it even with your iPad. It goes right on the phone.
And it's only for $10.
Starts at $10. Some of the more sophisticated looks go up in price. They're kind of jeweled. And again, they have a lot of very stylish. So you got to go on their website, handlenewyork.com, and check it out. And again, they start at $10. So you can't beat that price. Right, Dave?
I think that's nice. A wrap, Steve.
I think so, too. This was fun. Let's get some
feedback. Thank you, David. We love you, David.
I didn't even turn my light on, so here I am with the light. Isn't that terrible? I'm just turning my light on now. I don't know if it's any better or worse, but we'll see.
Oh, you're gorgeous.
It looks a little bright.
So gorgeous. Did you have a facelift?
No, but I'd like to. So if there's anyone out there who's giving away facelifts, give me a call, because I think I could use one, but that's another
story. No, you're perfect. You're perfect.
Okay, well, both of us perfect, all three of us perfect people. Thank you all for listening. And once again, this is On Camera with Lois and Steve and David. And maybe it'll be changed to Lying on the Beach. We don't know. But thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you'll join us again soon.
Oh, by the way, this is going to be on YouTube.
YouTube.
Yes, and what's the name to look for on YouTube?
I think On Camera is what we should call it. On camera with Lois and Steve.
So do you have that, David?
He'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
All right, we'll let you all know.
Okay, tune in, and hopefully we'll do it again soon. Bye, everybody. Stay home. Stay safe. Bye.